I'll start by reading the paragraph from Cardinal Arinze, Francis Cardinal Arinze. He wrote, "Those Christians are mistaken who think that religion consists in saving their souls in the sense of simply frequenting the sacraments and saying their daily prayers, while they pay very little or no attention to their duties toward their neighbor." It's already strong enough from Cardinal Arinze. But who is the neighbor, their duties toward their neighbor? They have to learn that to be a good father, mother, spouse, son, daughter, citizen, worker, or official is an essential part of what it means to be a good Christian. See, the neighbor here is the other part of these relationships. So good father, the neighbor is the children. Good mother, the children. Good spouse, the husband or the wife. Good son, the neighbor is the mother or the father, etc. Good daughter, good citizen, the neighbor is the country. Good worker, the employer or the people served by the work. The official, same thing. Is what it means to be a good Christian. To do one's duties towards these neighbors is what it means to be a good Christian. A dishonest or negligent worker, you see the theme here with the gospel parable, a dishonest or negligent worker is not a good Christian. An authentic Christian is a good citizen. The Second Vatican Council uses rather strong language. The Christian who neglects his temporal duties neglects his duties toward his neighbor and even God, and jeopardizes his eternal salvation. The Christian who neglects his temporal duties. An authentic practice of Christianity relates life on earth to life in the world to come. Gaudium et Spes comes once more to our help. While we are warned that it profits a man nothing if he gains the whole world and loses himself, the expectation of a new earth must not weaken, but rather stimulate our concern for cultivating this one. Surely this world is temporary, it's passing. We are living for the world to come, but that doesn't mean that we neglect our duties in this world, is his point. For here grows the body of a new human family, a body which even now is able to give some kind of foreshadowing of the new age. The more we fulfill our duties here, the more we're giving some kind of foreshadowing of the new age. So a question here for ourselves, for our examination of conscience, and of course we have confessions today after Mass as normal on Fridays, but are we fulfilling our duties according to our state in life in these categories? Father, mother, spouse, son, daughter, citizen, worker, official, are we fulfilling our duties? And if not, in what ways? And we can confess that very specifically. These are my sins. These are the ways by which I'm neglecting my duties according to my state in life. Now, to be clear, this is very different from name-calling. I'm being a bad mother, or I'm being a bad father, or I've been a bad husband or a bad wife in the past. The enemy connects our sins to our identities. The enemy is the one that does this, the devil, to say, I have been neglecting my duties, therefore I am a bad mother, therefore I am a bad priest. No, we can say, thank you, devil, you're not welcome here, bye-bye. That's not who I am. I'm a son and I'm a daughter of God. That's who I am. But as a son and a daughter of God, I have the grace of God which allows me to recognize and to be honest about my sins. And so now I can say, God, this is how I have failed in these specific ways. And I can confess it. Now, I get it that families are complicated. And, of course, a lot of these roles, you know, our neighbors are, first of all, our family members. Those are the ones we spend the most time with. So that's first of all. It's very easy to love our neighbor in China, in Korea, in Italy. That's very easy. We don't have to deal with them every day. That doesn't really count. You know, Dostoevsky, he talked about how everybody loves humanity, but nobody loves their neighbor. right? That's the key, is to love neighbor, the one really close to one, to us. Okay, but I get it that families are complicated, and there's a long history in the back that makes it all the more complicated to us in the present. And for this, we can look to Joseph in the story of the first reading. That Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers. And this was after they had made up their mind to murder him. They were jealous of him. They were going to murder him. But instead, they decided, okay, no, let's go easy on him. Let's just sell him into slavery instead. Joseph went on to become a great blessing, not just for his family, but for the entire people of God. This didn't happen by happenstance. This happened because God is faithful to us, no matter how unfaithful to him we are. So we can look to Joseph and follow in his footsteps. Now, I've shared this before. I have a 14-day meditation or 14-day retreat called Joseph, How to Become a Blessing. And if you want it, just email me and I'll email you the document. And you can do this on your own, 14 days. It can still be a good thing to do for Lent in preparation for Easter. But this story of Joseph comes at the end of the book of Genesis. And we see in Genesis, we see the creation, we see the fall. We see Cain and Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way now to Jacob's sons and Joseph being Jacob's favorite son. And in this entire thread, we see God being faithful to his people, no matter how unfaithful his people are to him. Despite humanity's evil, God is the one who rescues and who blesses the world. Now, he can use us to do that, just like he used Joseph to his family. Even though he was scourged and maltreated and sold into slavery, he can use us for our families. Because as we heard in the gospel, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. So maybe we've been rejected by our families, fine. Sold into slavery, fine. But now we can be the cornerstone if we follow in the footsteps of God. If we be honest about our sins, if we surrender our whole lives, our whole hearts to God. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only begotten son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.